Welcome back, guys, to Beyond Talk Podcast. This is your girl, Brittany. I hope you guys had a beautiful weekend, and I hope your Monday started out way better than it did last week. So, hope you guys are having a good week so far. This episode is going to be posted late. I had a lot going on this past weekend, and, you know, kind of just relaxed and stuff like that. Was able to be social, you know, hang out with some friends, which always feeds my soul because I'm a very social person. So, yeah, I had a really good weekend. It was pretty good. We got the 4th of July coming up this weekend, which, you know, now it's not so much as a celebrated holiday for Black people, or I guess I should say Black people are not really going to be celebrating this holiday. I don't think that we ever really did. I don't remember, you know, ever really saying Happy 4th or anything like that, or hearing that at barbecues or get-togethers and things like that. So I just remember good food, lots of food, many stops at many people's houses, and, you know, getting full, having leftovers. So I don't think that we ever really did. I think that this was just a day off because my job is closed on the 4th, and this allowed me to be able to go out of town. So it's a vacation. Like, it's a vacation day. And most of the time, it's a paid vacation. So only thing is, it sucks that it falls on a Saturday this year. Would have been nice if it fell on a Monday. Could have had a 3-day weekend. But yes, I am having a good week so far. I wanted to jump into my topic today, which is going to be about sex. I said last week that I was going to talk about it, but it's not in the aspect of talking about like the details of sex physically and getting real detailed and nasty, nothing like that. It's pretty much about the issues of sex, the drama that comes with it and things like that, and certain dynamics or certain relationships. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. I said last week that I was going to talk about it because I had some people write in and ask me some questions that I really didn't have the time to answer in detail, except through, you know, writing them back. But it gave me the idea, and it inspired me to do this. So I'm going to talk about it. So if you have an issue with hearing about sex, then get off my segment and go listen to something else. So before I do that, let me get into my intro. You know, Black Lives Matter is still moving along, and, you know, it's getting as much oxygen as it can. I'm really proud of the people who are working really hard, people who are really being strategic. Hopefully people are registering to vote. If not, go online and register to vote. It is important. If you don't believe that your vote counts, somebody died and fought for this right for us to have. So it is your duty to honor that, to honor them by registering to vote and getting down to the polls. It don't take long. It don't take too much time out of your life. It takes literally, depending on your city and depending on how many people at the polls that day, but just take the time out to do it. We stand in lines for crazy stuff. We stand in lines for sales. We stand in lines for Jordans or the new Grand Theft Auto or the new PlayStation. Let's stand in line and wait until it's our turn to vote. So let's register online. We go on Facebook all day. Let's do it. So yes, we have a lot that's going on. We got the celebrities last week. Man, on Instagram, they was really gunning for the murderer of Breonna Taylor to be arrested. And man, that's all I saw on my newsfeed on Instagram and Facebook. So people are really trying to get people to call in and demand an arrest and things like that. So we got that. And then we have people found hung and dead in California from trees for Black men. And when I was reading it, it was devastating. It's such a freaking tragedy. Those families are going through some tough times, which a lot of families are going through tough times dealing with this. And, you know, when your loved one is murdered because of the way they look or to prove a point, I don't understand it for the life of me. But I always tell people, you cannot put anything past people. Some people, they have a different idea of what peace really is. They have a different idea of what peace means. They have a different idea of how to obtain their peace, their idea of peace. So, You know, this is some people who are pure evil, and they'll go to extreme measures to prove a point. They'll go to extreme measures to express themselves. And it's sickening. It's a mental health. It's a psychotic mental disorder. So yeah, I think that people should really get wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Talk to your children, talk amongst your families to keep people informed and be safe. Hold each other accountable for some things and things like that. But we have to make a difference this time around, because we know we're not going to stay quiet. I can just feel it. We're not going to be quiet like anytime soon. So we're going to really be heard this time. Things are already slowly but surely changing, which is great, but we need more than just companies standing by us in solidarity. We need a hell of a whole lot more. So yeah, but we can vote. We can do that locally. We can do that for the presidential election. We could really have a real say so in what, you know, who gets to say what in our cities and in our country. So let's do it, y'all. But yeah, so the four guys who were murdered in California, the FBI investigated and said that they ruled it as a suicide. This is according to the Washington Post, by the way. So they ruled it as suicides, and people are outraged. People are outraged. First of all, I'm outraged. And they said it's because they found no signs of foul play. And I really think that's just a ton of bullshit. You can find terrorists under rocks. You could fucking push a button and kill people with drones. You know what I'm saying? We could do all of these things, but you're telling me that you can't use your common sense to know that four black men did not hang themselves from trees during a nationwide racial movement. Oh, I really hope that everyone is trying to have conversations with people who may not understand, or people who are trying to understand. So, yeah. And by the way, when it comes to people being outraged about the murders of these four black men in California, they say that black people don't hang themselves. And to correct that, people kill themselves. People do kill themselves. But the suicide rates for black people are 60% lower than that of whites. So that speaks volumes to me. Those four black men did not kill themselves. They were murdered. And that was a tragic, tragic death. And I really hate it for the families. So sometimes it just brings freaking tears to my eyes of how real this is. And people have to realize how close it is to home. It's close to home. It's closer than you think. It's people that live among us that hate our guts. So just watch and pray. But yeah, but that statistic for the 60% lower than whites as far as suicides between black and whites, that came from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. So if you guys want to look that up, you can go straight to that site, look it up, get the information that you need if you want to verify it or whatnot. But yes, let's get into this topic. I have been waiting to do this segment for days, and I kind of was just kind of stuck. I didn't want to just do anything, you know, I didn't want to just put anything out. So this topic, issues of sex, I am trying to basically just have a conversation about how sex can complicate things and things like that. I mean, what do you think sex can complicate when it comes to different relationships and the, you know, different dynamics with people, whether you're married, whether you're friends with someone, whether you are, you know, broken up and you're having sex with your ex, or, you know, things like that. Or friends with benefits. So those sorts of things. So like, I really want to talk about it, because I was like, you know, to me, in my opinion, when it comes to sex, it seems like nowadays, or the older I get, you know, I see sex as just, you know, not me personally, but I see in society that sex is becoming so much more meaningless, that it's just something to do or something to prove with it, or, you know, you use it as a weapon, or you use it to look good. It's almost as if it's a tattoo of the, I don't know. I really don't understand. And, You know what I'm saying? So some of these things that I'm going to talk about are things that I can talk about from my perspective, but I am going to have someone feature on here who can talk about the other things that I have written down and ideas of, you know, whether it's issues or when it comes to other topics like, you know, opinions on threesomes and how to operate with them safely, or just basically just giving you good advice, because nobody knows everything and there really isn't a real right answer, a perfect answer for certain situations, because people are different, situations are different. So this is just for you guys to just listen to, soak it in, you know, think about it. If you have anything to say about it or you have a different opinion, please reach out. I really do appreciate the people who reached out on the last segment and said it was really good. Someone said it was the best segment so far, and I really appreciate it. I do this so I could talk about things. I can get some, you know, relieve some things that be on my mind. So it's really cool to do this and hear back from you guys. So I love you guys for that. So anyways, whenever you have issues with sex, like whenever you're having sex with your ex, I think that whenever you have sex with your ex, things could get messy. You know how things can get messy, because you break up and, you know, you don't want to be with each other, or one person want to not be with the other. And then you're continuing to have sex. Emotions are going crazy. And, you know, sometimes people can understand. They don't want to be with me. And, you know, I'll, you know, have sex. And for those who would put themselves in that position to know that someone doesn't really want them, but they'll, you know, they'll have sex with you, I really hope that you realize that you are being used. And whether you're saying, well, I'm using them too, you know, but the thing is, like, you feel something for them that they don't feel for you. You know what I'm saying? And your emotions could just get stronger, and then things start to get complicated, and then you start to resent them, and then you start to get mad at yourself because you can't stop, and you want to stop talking to them, and you want to stop sleeping with them, and things like that. So it's like, just the best thing that you can do really is engage yourself in that. If you are in that situation, you know, I advise you to cut it off. And if they have a problem with it, they may try to gas you up. They may try to manipulate you. They may try to feed you bullshit just to keep on with the keep on. And if they do decide that they want to try to creep back in, just let them know, like, we're not having sex. We can spend time together. We can talk. We can have a conversation and those type of things, so we can start off and on a good foot. If they're not down to put in the time in that way, then they don't deserve you. But if you're down to just do whatever, you know, have sex and they have sex with whatever, if you guys want to just be on the same page and just sleep with each other, then, you know, that's between y'all. I'm just saying, when it comes to sex, just, you know, make sure you're not being used and you're not being mistreated. You know what I'm saying? Have a level of respect for yourself so that you can demand respect from others. It's important that you do. So you can get jealous of new relationships. If somebody decides to date someone because you're not committed to each other, but they're still willing to sleep with you, then you all messed up because you're jealous. So, and I always tell people, be safe, use protection, get tested regularly. Even if you're single and you're not even sexually active at this time, use protection and get tested routinely, so it can become a habit, so you can continue to do it even when you are, you know, start having sex or whatever with people or a person, you know, you routinely go and get checked. But use protection if you, you know, decide to do that. So, but yeah, things could get complicated when it comes to having sex with your ex, as well as your friends too. Some people be having sex with their homies. I don't know. I can't really relate to that on a deep level. All I can say is I've seen it between people, and things can get really messy because, like, things change. The relationship, the friendship is different. It can change your friendship. Now, if you guys are just, you know, on the same page and y'all both attracted to each other, but y'all call yourselves friends, you're friends with benefits, okay? You're friends with freaking benefits. But if you're having sex with your friend and they was just your friend and you wasn't meaning for it to happen, or you don't even have an interest in a relationship, things can get messy and it can affect your relationship. It can affect how you communicate. It can affect all of those things, and you can become jealous about other relationships that they may start or other people that they're dating, because sometimes when you're friends, you tell them a lot of stuff, right? So when it comes to other people, like exes or people that they like and stuff like that, things can just get messy. messy. So I really wouldn't engage in having sex with your homies. But if you're doing it, make sure you're on the same page and you're having conversations. Whenever you're having sex with your ex, you know, you have the conversation to be on the same page, but you just don't, you know, stop it in there. And then, you know, y'all have a conversation later on. Sometimes that's got to be a constant checkup. Like, I need to check and see if this is affecting you in any way. I don't want to sit here and be doing this with you and you think I owe you something. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's important to be on the same page, so you feel like you don't owe each other stuff. Okay. So yeah. Sex with your friends, sex with your homies. Boy, I tell you. Woo! Nothing against it. Do your thing. I'm not judgmental. I'm just asking that you guys avoid the drama. So yeah, friends with benefits. You know, your emotions can start and stuff like that. One will want a relationship, the other one don't. And then you continue to do it, and then it affects you, and you start feeling crazy, and then you feel like they did you dirty when they don't owe you anything because they told you from the jump of what it was and what they wanted. And that's if they were honest with you from the jump, because some people ain't honest. Like whenever it comes to when it comes to dating sites, and you're on a dating site and you see people that say, you know, I'm just looking to have fun, but if it grows into something, no, if you're looking for just fun, then just say you're looking for just fun. And then whenever you start to have just fun, you know what I'm saying? Then maybe you can explore that. But some people take that as they're looking for a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Let me give them this good punani and maybe it'll grow into a relationship. So don't confuse people. Tell them straight up, I'm just looking to have fun. I just want to have sex. So that's what I want to do. And then, you know what I'm saying? You got to be upfront with people because people understand what a companionship feels like, and it feels good. You know what I'm saying? When if it's a healthy companionship. So whenever you're doing that and it feels good, you think that everybody want one and everybody don't. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you're a good person and you're a good lover and you know that you'll treat them right. So you assume that that's what they, you know, would appreciate. And some people really just want to do it. They just want to have sex. They just want to sleep with you. That's it. So yes, be straightforward on Facebook dating. Please be straightforward on POF, all those different sites. Like, be straightforward. And believe people when they tell you something, too. If they say they just want to have fun, believe them. Believe them. Go to the next. Swipe left. I believe that left means no. So yeah, when you're having sex while you're single, it can become messy too, because first of all, you need to get tested routinely. And then having sex while you're single, it becomes exhausting. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're dating and then you're dating and then you're dating. See, when I date one at a time. I do that. I date one at a time because things can get complicated whenever you're dating multiple people. And then when you're sleeping with multiple people. Now, some people do it. And some people are really open about it when it comes to who they're dating, you know, and they tell them, you know, I'm dating so-and-so, or I'm, you know, dating so-and-so. So just want to let you know that, you know, I'm just dating right now to see what works or whatever. So I don't have any experience with dating multiple people like that. So, but, you know, people do it. And if you're dating while you're single and, you know, well, if you're single and you're dating and you're sleeping with multiple people back to back, and it gets draining and exhausting, right? Sometimes you're gonna have to, you know, reevaluate your strategy when it comes to dating people. You know what I'm saying? Why buy the cow if you can get the goddamn milk for free? You know what I'm saying? Unless you got some magic milk. Obviously not if you are sleeping with multiple people and dating and you're looking for a relationship. Now, if you're dating and you're just having sex, that's a different story. But I'm talking about dating, looking for something solid, looking for a real relationship and things like that. So yeah, you got to continue to start over. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. So it gets exhausting. Sometimes you got to slow down and try to date one person at a time and really get to know people before you sleep with them, you know. And again, get tested and be safe, because it's really not, you know, it's not a joke. Set some boundaries when you're dating. You know what I'm saying? Set some boundaries. Like, I'm going to get to know this person, this thing, da 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 da. When I get to this point, wah, 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 whoop de woo, whatever. Set some boundaries, because, you know, have some respect for yourself. Because like I said earlier, it seems as if sex is becoming so much more meaningless. Like, it's just a feeling now. And, you know, I hope that people want to experience, you know what I'm saying, the real benefits or the real, oh man, the real connection when it comes to sex. Like, it's hard to explain because it's really just more of a phenomenal experience. And it could go as deep as you want it to go, depending on the connection that you have with that person. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you got to reevaluate what your definition of sex is, or your idea of sex, or, you know what I'm saying, things like that. So that's why whenever you set boundaries to know, you know, I want to wait because I want to get to know this person on a deeper level to see if they could take me there, or to see if this is a, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to just have sex just to do it. What does it do? What does it do? What does it do? You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have a lifetime of, you know what I'm saying, of a feeling that I get when I have sex on such a deep level. I'd rather have a long-term feeling of that rather than just, you know, in the moment type of thing. And you do it and it's done and then it's over with, right? You come back to your senses. You know, you want that to linger, you know, especially while building the relationship with that person. Then, you know, you keep revisiting that experience. But yeah, so I got really into that because I'm telling y'all, sex is becoming more meaningful, especially with the music. Music has really watered down relationships and sex and things like that. Gosh, it's really watered it down, and it aggravates me. And I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I don't care who get mad, I don't care who don't like it, I can't stand Meg Thee Stallion. I can't stand her. I can't. I don't listen to her music anymore. I get tired of listening to her shit. I get tired of hearing that shit. So, but it's not just her. It's a lot of other people that I really don't support. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's good to dance too. It's good to have fun with your girls with. But at the end of the day, it's not just you that hear it. You're putting this out into the world and stuff like that. It just waters down so much. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't really have a lot of people spending time and investing wisdom in our younger generation. We don't really have a lot of people spending time putting in time with people to build them up and to build their character and to build the right ideas and the right fundamentals and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, those type of things aren't really being invested like they used to. So whenever it comes to doing these sorts of things, they learn through experience by getting burned and being hurt. You know what I'm saying? You know, and people, you know, think that, you know, times do change. Things become the norm and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to sex, like, why does it have to become, you know what I'm saying? It's not ever going to become like normal for you to just do it. It's not going to become normal for you to just have sex, because sex means more than that. Now, some people do it and that's cool and everything, and they have the right ideas about sex and things like that. They know what I'm talking about. You guys know what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is for the people who really don't know and really haven't had a real experience, you know what I'm saying, or a real like encounter on such a deep level when it comes to having sex. And I really hope that you guys want to build a relationship with someone and have that connection and experience that sacredly with someone that you really care about and that you really love and feels the same way for you. When it comes to relationships, I believe in having freedom in a relationship, and I believe in having your independence in a relationship. Like, when I say independence, I'm not talking about where you guys don't really come together. I believe in the whole come together thing because I'm, you know what I'm saying, you got to be dependent on each other in some areas. But when I say independently, like, you can't really make someone happy if you're not happy. So you got to do your thing as an individual to be happy, think on your own, know what makes you happy. You know, sometimes you have to, you know, you make decisions together to do things together. But at the same time, you got a life too. And you can't really, you know, give up everything on your end for the other person. So I'm going to do a segment on that too. When it comes to relationships, like the things that come, that make a relationship, that help a relationship, you know what I'm saying, grow and things like that. So Oh, I wanted to add something. When it comes to the last thing that I wanted to talk about was understanding same-sex sexual encounters. Let me tell y'all something. It's a lot of people who ask people crazy questions. And sometimes it really is for the purpose of trying to, you know, be knowledgeable or really wanting to know, really wanting to understand. And that's cool. But what I can't stand is when people decide to debate with you about your sexual experience. I hate that from the bottom of my gut. They'll ask you stuff like, what do you get out of using a strap? What do you get out of this and that? It's like, what the hell? And you know, people really genuinely want to know. So, you know, I may answer the question and talk about it a little bit. And, you know what I'm saying? Give them the reason why, me personally, why I enjoy certain things. But whenever it comes to people really wanting to, damn it, really debate with you and be like, I don't understand it. Like, y'all don't get nothing out of it. I've had so many conversations like that, especially when I was younger. But I got to the point where I don't argue with people because, first of all, if you're that pressed on wanting to understand and you that confused about it, me personally, you really want to do it. That's my opinion. And that's my opinion on homophobic people. If you're a homophobe and you know, you hate gay people and you bash them so much, you want to take a dick yourself. That's my opinion. So, yes, when it comes to people really like debating with you about having sex in the way that you do and trying to understand it and then have the nerve to say at the end of it, I mean, you know, that's you, you know. You know, I wouldn't understand. You're right. You wouldn't understand it. So why the fuck would you debate with me right now? It's not a right or wrong answer to this. It's just this is what I do and you do what you do. You know what I'm saying? So, and it comes to a point where some people who are straight try to put themselves above you because, you know, they do the normal thing and they're going the normal way about it. And it's like, you, if it was that damn good or if it really benefited me the way that it benefits you, you think I'd be gay? So, like, yeah, that kind of stuff really just aggravates the hell out of me. But I am way over my time. I'm almost hitting 30 minutes. You guys have a wonderful week. I hope you eat good. I hope you spend the day with your families and get some rest and things like that. It's going to be a day off for a lot of people. Don't waste it because people on social media bashing people for barbecuing on the 4th of July. We're not celebrating the 4th of July. We never really did. We just use it as a damn day off because we can get the grills out. We can barbecue. People off ain't got shit to do. The kids want to run around and play because they out of school, that sort of thing. Like, please let people do them. They know we ain't never celebrated that shit before anyway, for real. It was just, we only liked the holiday because we could be the hell off work and out of school. So I hope everybody has a great weekend and be safe, have conversations, educate yourself and each other, strategize, continue to keep putting oxygen into the Black Lives Matter movement. It is important. Justice for Breonna Taylor and the 4 black men who was hung and murdered in California. You guys have a great day and do not forget to register to vote.